Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
This is what I tell them. Look.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it. Hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with a topic session. And I'm so excited, always excited to hang out with Lorna Osunsami.
You got it.
Boom. That's a teacher, and we got to get those names. To get those names right.
Hey, names right.
Yeah, boy, I studied them names though.
but come for you.
Yeah, they come for me. But seriously though, like I think the name means everything. So I think that's a sign of respect. Like in education, I've always been a person that have strived to get the names correctly, and I make sure and make it a point. Like if I don't pronounce it correctly, you make sure you tell me because that's important. I think that's a sign of respect, and I've won kids by doing that because their family name is important.
Yeah, that's really great. It's such a great way to just like give them an identity and give them a sense of self immediately. If they don't have it at home, they'll at least embrace it right off with their name.
Yeah, and know that that I see you, like you are noticed, you know, like you are important to what we have going on, and man, let's get it.
Yeah.
Well, what I'd love for you to do is just kind of share, a little bit about, who you are and, some of the things that you've been blessed to be involved with so that the audience has an idea of what we're going to talk about balance today as our topic. But they need to hear all of this stuff that you involved in so that they see why you got to have some balance.
Keep that on top of your mind about how to make this all go. Well, I really have, you're right. I've been blessed. God has really just opened doors and prayers have been answered in my life. I am a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, I have two kids, and 11 and a 9-year-old. And I am a working TV and film writer. And I think the last time we talked, I was on All American. So I spent 3 seasons on All American, which was wonderful. And before that, I was on a show called The Path, which starred Aaron Paul, who had previously was on Breaking Bad, and Michelle Monaghan, who's been in many of the, I think James Bond, not James Bond, Tom Cruise. I don't want to mix franchises here. That's a big faux pas. Tom Cruise franchise. So Michelle Monaghan, and before that was a Netflix series called Hemlock Grove. And then after I left All American, so just moving forward in time, so after the 3 seasons of All American, I wanted to work on a show called Shaka, King of the Zulus, about Shaka Zulu from the 1800s, South Africa. And this is 1600s, this is pre-colonial.
Oh, wow.
So pre-colonial South Africa. And it was really epic and amazing. And we were working on it for Showtime, and Showtime went through a transition. So I'd like to think the show will still see the light of day. So hopefully it will come out. But at this point, it's sort of in this weird bubble, as TV shows sometimes happen that way. And then I went on to develop a series with Tyler Perry. So still waiting on that one, because this industry is a waiting game. It's a hurry up and wait. And then I'm now developing a new television series with a company called Picture Start. And we'll be going out to buyers probably in June or July to see if somebody is interested, which I think they will be. It's a great concept. And then I've just been working on a movie with a former showrunner that I used to work with, and he was my mentor, and he was like, let's write this movie together. I was like, yes, absolutely. So sending that to our producer and the director who's attached to direct, and then writing stuff on my own. So I just finished my own pilot that I would like to take out as well. And this year marks an interesting year for me where my personal goal was to be like super prolific. So I have a list of things that I want to write. Not need to, want to. And I'm just like going through them like one at a time, like okay, this one's done. Okay, now this one. And it's fun, and it's a good thing because the creative mind is still a muscle, and if you work it out, it will deliver for you. So even on days when it feels like work sitting down because I have these very big goals to like create and produce material, you still allow that creative brain to take over. Because when you start, you're like, oh gosh, I gotta make the donuts. And then when you get going, you're like, oh, this is fun, this is good. But you gotta get through, gotta push through until you feel it like come to you. But if you don't start, you won't get to that point where it starts flowing. So hence the balance.
Yes. So as you can see, audience, involved in lots of really neat things. Hence the needing of balance. And so just talking about balance, what do you do to find balance in all of the things that you have going on?
I feel like I went to see Stacey Abrams speak, and she talked about a lot of things, and she's such a brilliant, prolific woman herself. And she was talking about her fiction novel, and at the time I didn't realize she was a fiction writer. I knew she was a writer, but I didn't realize she was writing just like really cool fiction. So you should check out, shout out to A Stacey, and go check out her work. But she was speaking about balance, and she said that is not a thing. She said, I don't believe in balance, that it's an arbitrary thing that you will never achieve, really. She thinks of it like Jenga, and she articulated it so in such an interesting way. She thinks of balance like a Jenga game. So like you pull the piece here, it doesn't fall. You pull the piece here, it doesn't fall. So it's a matter of priority. Like, so the strongest piece, it's a matter of priority. So it's like the priority thing is here up top. It's due eminently. You do that. The priority thing that may be less urgent, there's a deadline, but you have time. So you knock it out little bits at a time. That's the next thing in line. And then there's all these lower tier things that don't have deadlines but still have to be done. Like, you still got to take the car in to be serviced next month. Like, there are all the other little things. You got to take care of your kids because they have the school dance coming up or end of year picnic that's coming up. How can you participate and contribute in that? Or are you not? And who will serve as your proxy? So, for me, I don't see it as something of a Jenga, because the whole notion of a Jenga is at some point it will crumble. And so that's what she's saying. It will crumble, and that's okay. You're going to put the blocks back together, and you're going to start reprioritizing again, so you don't feel the stress or anxiety that, oh my God, I let this thing fall through the cracks. Oh my gosh, the whole house is falling down. Like, it will fall. So once you accept that it will fall, there's a lot less pressure. You just do the thing that you need to do. Just accomplish the thing that you need to do. I think the hardest part, I think the one thing that sometimes it doesn't account for are the married folk and the people who have kids, because If I remember my single days, and I would just go, like there was no, like I never stopped. Like you could just keep going. You don't really have to stop. You can go have dinner with a friend, and then you start going, like you're going. But with children and a spouse and all the things that come up, because these are people who are presently in your life. And I am a part of the sandwich generation, so I'm caring for my father right now. He lives with me. And so I have to stop for that. So it's, she's right in that you prioritize these things, because at some point I have to stop and take him to a doctor's appointment. I have to stop and do this thing. So you have to account for those things in your schedule. And I think what helps to not get frustrated, because I think the problem with balance is as you're trying to achieve certain things and you're trying to achieve balance, there's frustration and anger in having to stop and do certain things. So to not get that frustration and not have that frustration and anger as you try to do other things that seem not in line with your greater goals, I should say, you really have to be in the present. You have to sit in the present, just sit so presently and not, and just shut out everything else. So when I take my dad to his doctor's appointment, it's just about us going to the doctor's appointment and hanging out and having a good time. When I take my kids to school every day, because that's the best I can do, is just taking them to school. I won't have time to do the PTA things. I won't have time to do all these other activities during the day, but I stay very present and I do what I can. So I think when you do what you can't feel guilty about the other stuff you can't do. If you're staying present and having meaningful exchanges, like in the morning and at night when I put them to bed, like we read the Bible at night, my son likes to hear it. So I sit, I'll take the extra hour. My daughter likes to chat. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to talk to me for an hour. And then I'm like, I'm still tired. But then the good stuff comes and she's sharing all this fun stuff that I normally wouldn't hear. If I would have been like, I'm out of here. My day's gonna start early. I'm going to bed. But she is the priority, you know? People are the priority. What makes you live longer? Studies across the board have has shown that people who have community and stay connected and nurture their relationships, their friendships, their family, they live longer and they have better old age. Now, you can give everything you've got to your career, to your goals, to your aspirations. You can give it all and it will return. It will return unto you. You will get all those things back, but it can only give you so much. It can only give you so much. So you can't negate those friendships, those relationships. And I'm not saying you got to spend every, like, oh, once a month we have to, or every 2 weeks, but it's being present when you are able to connect. It's shooting an email saying, hey, I was thinking about you. Like, don't negate the small things. It's not about, oh, I'm going to spend the whole afternoon. I'm going to throw a party for all my friends. I just try and have meaningful exchanges and communications with my friends and the people who I love. I have a friend. We have literally only hung out one time. We went to dinner and had a movie. We've been friends for almost 4 years. We only communicate on Marco Polo. It is one of the most meaningful friendships that I have. So do not negate how you choose to connect with people if that's the baseline of the relationship. So I feel like that's what I've been doing. I try and nurture and take the time. I try and stop. I have sisters, I have four sisters. There's five of us total. So when my sister calls me, I'll try and stop and talk to her and see what's happening. And then I'll say, hey, I've got to get back to work. And she's like, cool. But I took the time to stay in the moment, to have this meaningful exchange, and my work was still there waiting for me. Your work is always going to be there. Work is never going to run away from you.
Yeah.
Gonna be there.
Lorna, you hit on some gems that were like super deep, and I hope that the audience caught those, because like when I hear you talk about all of those things that you just talked about, What came to me was that you don't know those things unless you've experienced and you know those things. Right? Like all of those things that you hit on, and that's the beauty of what we do with the interviewing and hanging out and talking is like you're sharing, like this is not fluff, right? You're like, no, I'm not just saying, hey guys, I'm suggesting you might want to try. No, bro, like this is real life what I've been growing through. Catch that.
Yes, you're right. It's coming to cost.
This is real life of what I've been growing through.
Woo,
And
growing.
so,
Yes.
yeah. And so
Yes.
I'm gonna
That's the word.
just kind of go back because I want to kind
Absolutely,
of
because I
talk
said a
about
mouthful.
some of those things that you talked about. You talked about the deal with Stacey Abrams and she talked about it being like Jenga, right? And so I
Yeah.
think, as far as for me, like when you're looking at balance, I don't know if the right word is balance. I think the word is more integration.
That's a great word.
I think the word is more should be integration because I feel that none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. The goal is to strive to be the best version of ourselves that we can be, so that we can be the best versions of ourselves for those people that we love and care for. Basically, what you said. But in that, like, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm gonna mess it up sometime, right? And
It's gonna
so,
fall.
yeah,
It's gonna
it's gonna fall, right?
fall.
But the beauty of it is, it won't be because of a lack of my effort. It won't be because of a lack of my want to. It won't be because of a lack of I'm just doing the best that I can to hold it together. Right? It won't be because of that, right? Because I'm gonna do that. But I think, and this is like, I loved how you talked about like being present, being in the moment, those magic moments, prioritizing first, right? And then what's most important to you, just work a little bit on that every day. Because those magic moments bring magic memories.
That's good. Magic moment bring magic memories. That's a line.
And so I'm gonna give you another one too. Hang on, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yes,
Hold
you're gonna see
on.
him in a script.
Come on, I'm coming. All right. I think the other thing too is when we get to a place to where we know that we've had people in our life that treasured our time, treasured our moments, we know what that feel like. You know what that feels like. And so ultimately, your presence is the present. Come on.
That's beautiful.
Your presence is the present, and it made my heart happy to hear you talk about your kids, how they're different from one another, like you said. But you just sit in the moment of their differentness, if you will, if that's a word,
It's
and you just
all nurturing.
enjoy it. Yeah, come on, go ahead. What you got?
I was just saying it's nurturing. Like you see the children who aren't parented and the adults who weren't parented. It's really just a lack of parenting that a lot of people are struggling with that they need to heal from, either heal from the abandonment from not being parented, or children who need parenting. As a teacher, I'm sure you know that. You see the kids every day who aren't being parented, and really the parenting is nurturing and love. Kids need to feel seen, like you said, with the name. They need to feel seen in their own household. They need to feel loved in their own household. They need to have boundaries in their own household. You telling them no or saying you can't do that is a form of love. And it was interesting. I had a conversation with my daughter that was sort of heated. We're in the day and age of trying to converse with our children, which is a departure from how I grew up. So
Yeah, that's different. We don't know nothing about that life.
every now and again, I'm like, I'm not having a conversation with you. This is a mommy telling you this is how it's going to go down. But in this regard, I had the conversation with her because she was like insisting that I do a bunch of things. And I'm like, so you think that if I don't do these things, that I don't love you? Why do you think love is transactionary like that? Why do you think that if I don't do X, Y, and Z, that that does that that somehow doesn't equal that I not love you? I was like, so you think I'm supposed to let you do whatever you want to do? And that means I love you? That's not how love works. Love says, I will protect you and I will not have you do certain things because I have experienced things, I've seen things, and I know how it will hurt you. And I refuse to let you be hurt in any kind of way. So, no, boundaries is actually love. And she just got real quiet. Oh, she got real quiet. But that conversation had to be had. Now, so if I didn't take the time to have that conversation with her, you know what I mean? Like you have to stop and have these conversations with your children, or you have to have these exchanges. You know, you have to have these meaningful exchanges with them so they have understanding about where their life, what their life means. Not just to you, but what it should mean to them.
Damn, yeah,
Because
teaching them
they need
skills.
to know that if their friend is asking them to do certain things, that they can't be manipulated by other people by saying, if you love me, you will. That's so that you have to be the first person to teach them that. It can't, they can't figure that out with somebody because that is child.
Hey, that leads to a whole bunch of things that's not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. So, yeah, that took me to some place because I was recollecting on that. I was a situation. I was like, let me calm down and have a talk. I was like, clearly this is a bigger exchange. And then I realized, oh, she needs to know to have this conversation later with other people. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Oh, well, if you love me. No, I do love you, but I'm still not doing that, right? And so when we talk to our kids, basically, we're giving them words to be able to articulate to other people who would try to negatively influence them. So
I
now
love
she can
that.
use the same words I gave to her to somebody else, which I've watched her do, which has been like,
My girl, let's go.
but we gotta give them the
Yeah.
words. The words are power and the words are their tools. So if we don't take the time to talk to them and empower them with words that they can speak on their own behalf, because you won't be there, right? We won't be there. They won't, how will they maneuver life? You know, we have to give our children wisdom and savvy. And some of that is just them, their own ability to communicate effectively in situations that they don't want to be in. And how do they extricate themselves from that with words?
And that's so good, Lana. I think it's as you were saying, that last little piece that you were saying, it made me think about the prioritizing piece in the balance. And I
Yes.
think that it's important to know that what you just talked about, it's important. Like if you're a parent, like nothing else, maybe faith, but nothing else comes before that, right? Because on the other side of that, they'll go out and be productive
Yeah.
citizens, people in the world, and that they really make you proud. I just think about the full circle of life. I'll just share this, like my mom and my grandmother, they call me coach.
Yes.
like those kind of things, for me doing the things that I've done, I've made them proud because of what they've instilled and poured into
Yes.
me. That it was the like for me, that's the ultimate. These people gave me my name. They know my name is Chip, but my grandmother called me Coach. Like, man, come on, let's go.
Power in the name.
Yeah, just things like that. So I was thinking about that, but then I want to hit on, you talked about, with your father, right? And I'll go vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Man, the last 13 years or so, four of my starting five, if you will, have grown through that process of all of that. And so it's so tough to go from seeing them be the strongest people you've known in your life to now you're having to take care of them, right? That full circle of life. And so it made me go back to being in those moments where, man, the job wasn't important as taking care of them. Or, well, what about we're going to do this? No, that's not as important as taking care of them. And so I think, within that, I mentioned that because there has to be some prioritizing, with balance, with sacrifice is the word that comes up. But then on
That's a
the
good
other side, on the other side of
sacrifice.
that, like with your kids and with your parents or people you love that you take care of, it's important to do that. You got to do that.
Yeah, you do. It's hard, and my husband works out of town a lot, and even he, when he comes in, he'll stop, and his work, he's in TV and film as well, and his work doesn't stop, but he stops. He stops. He stops to hang out, to take the kids to their practices, to take them to basketball, to play basketball with his, with our son, and hang out with my daughter and take her to dinner. Like, he
Important.
stops. You have, no matter how busy or how demanding your day is, you have to find the corners and the 10 minutes and the 15 minutes to just touch down with the people you love, and like not just FaceTime, not just like a couple moments, but to like have a meaningful exchange where you actually talk about, and you are vulnerable, and you talk about the things that you're going through, and you allow them to share, because that is what keeps the connection stable when you're off doing your thing. You know, when everybody's doing their thing, and like my kids understand that I'm working, and then when I'm writing or whatever, or if I have a bunch of meetings I'm going to, or if I'm actively in a writer's room on a show, and I just like the schedule just goes nuts because I'm just gone for like 10 hours a day. Because I'm able to have these very meaningful moments and I take the time to do certain things, they're cool. Like, there's no anxiousness, there's no anxiety, there's no frustration, because I've made time for them, I've seen them, they know I see them, and they have enough in their gas tank to keep going. So.
That gave me chills right there. Like just hearing that, because I also feel that I was the beneficiary of that as a kid.
Yeah, because your mom was so busy. Ooh.
And so like and I tell parents this now that I see that are doing great things, that are super busy. Parents that care, parents that want to do things the right way. They feel bad sometime when they're making a difference and they don't, they feel like they're not doing that.
Yeah.
And we're always like that. We're always going to be that way because we care, because we want it to be the best that it can be. So we're always going to make sure, man, I don't know that I dropped the ball on that. No, bro, you've been there all day. You're like, so you just have to make them aware that no, just the fact that you're striving to make the effort to do it and it's important to you, and that means the world. And that's really enough. And so you don't beat yourself up about it, because I can tell you from being that kid that was on the other side of that, my mom made time amongst, now she drug us everywhere too now. Hey, they say, like they say, I was growing up, I was a drug kid. My mama drugged me everywhere, drugged me to church, drug me to all those events she was doing and volunteer
Yes,
service. I was voluntold so many things to do. Drug me everywhere. So being on the side of that, what that does is that lights a fire within your soul to give that back just like it was given to you. And that's what I strive to do in my life. And so just hearing you talk about that, it gave me chills because of that. In knowing that your kids will be amazing because of what you've taken the time to pour into them.
Yeah, that's the thing. You do reap what you sow. I
Yeah.
mean, that's not just some words. It's in good and in bad.
That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't
Yeah.
saying
Yeah,
that. That's really in the Bible.
it's not just fun word, fancy words. You reap what you sow. No. You reap what you sow. Like, so whatever you put into something is what you get out of it. And yeah, it's hard. It's not easy to do that. But when your mom was dragging you places, what did you think was happening? Like, do you think was she trying to spend time with you and she wanted you to see what she was doing? Like, what did you think was happening? And now, what do you think? What did you think then versus what do you think now?
And that's so good. That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. I think she was really good about being in the moment and explaining the situation, right? So, like, I'll give you like prime example, and I wrote about this in one of my books where so she used to do this program where she helped adults in our town get their GEDs.
Yes.
And so, we're involved in lots. We're in church all the time. Tired. She works a long day every day on top of the stuff that she does. So it's like a Saturday and we're getting up early, dark, to go pick up the church van because they letting us use the church, use the church van to take these adults to drive them out of town to go take their GED test. And so, she like, the night before, boy, we got to get up at this certain time, get your clothes out, we're gonna do this. She's explaining it to me. And so, like you said, I'm thinking, like, well, man, aren't we tired? Like, I don't know, but I would think you're tired too, Mom. I'm pretty tired. I'm just a kid. I'm pretty tired. Right? And I'm thinking
Right.
that.
Right.
But she was explaining, this is why we do this, these people, due to unforeseen circumstances, choices, whatever, they don't have the high school diploma. I'm like, well, everybody supposed to get a high school diploma. I'm just thinking, I'm trying to piece it all together. Like, the natural flow is elementary, junior high. We only had one of each of those for the
Yes.
audience. Yeah, we don't. So we only had one of each of those in our town. Elementary,
You're gonna see the
junior
same people
high.
the rest of
Yeah, same people.
rest of your life.
Right. And so I'm
You're
thinking
gonna
that's
get
the
along.
next. You better learn how to. And
Better learn to.
so I'm like piecing it together. And then, she would say, because of their circumstances, they just need people in their life to help them out. And so, man, just like taking that in, I'm like, and that's all right. Like, that's pretty neat that you care for people like that. But then the big piece, fast forward, so we are go to the deal. She goes to help sign him in, and she asks one of the guys to kind of, keep an eye on me for a second. And the guy says to me, "Man, your mom's a good lady. I really appreciate your mom for looking out for me." And I'm like, I'm a little kid. Like, I'm probably like, I was in Blackshire, so like
Oh,
young.
elementary.
Yeah, like
Yeah,
elementary. Yeah.
fifth
So I'm a,
grade.
yeah. So I'm like, cool. I don't know. Like, all I know is that she has some ways that when I do things the wrong way to remind me to do them the right way. That's all I knew. That's like, but so I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. But so, just taking in, at that time, it was just taking in information, right? But then fast forward to now, and as I got older, really, like high school, junior high, I realized that, man, I'm raised in a family where it's church folk and educators, fourth generation educator, and what we do is we give service, right? I
Yeah.
was taught like it's bigger than you, it ain't about you, right? And so that sparked something in me in my life to strive to do that, to just be a help in every situation that I'm in, be the glue and hold it together, right? In every situation. And that's, I think that's really helped me in my life, because my mom was present, like you said, like she like took the time, like it was important, even though we were doing other things, she took the time to explain that to me and show me. And so now, like it's some things that I've done in my life with people, and now those people are telling those stories about me to my son.
That's full circle.
Now that's a full circle moment that brings us to where we are now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like she was really trying to, they say all the time in writing, show not tell. So it wasn't like she was telling you, oh, I'm going to help these people. I'm going to help them get their. She was showing you this is what it means to help people. This is what it means to invest in someone's life. And going back to what you said, it's a sacrifice, but it's meaningful and it's good. And doing good things is a sacrifice sometimes.
Yeah,
You
I
know,
love
it's
that you
not
said that
easy.
too. No, not at all. I love that
It's
you said
not
it
easy.
too about the show not tell. Could think like to me, actions speak a lot louder than words.
Yeah, she knew that. Your mom was super wise, so I
Yeah.
think she. It's hard because I see this a lot, with PKs. I always have a lot of compassion for pastors' kids. And because I just look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to share your parent with hundreds of people, hundreds, depending on the church, thousands of people. And you have to go to all these things with them. And you're sometimes the last one to get sort of the meaningful attention because people require so much, especially when you're talking about in a church. But it's just interesting the sacrifice and balance that has to be had for somebody, any kind of religious figure at this point, if you think of any religious figure, they have to, they're constantly in a negotiation of giving to people who they are obligated to give to, but then also to their own family. Which is very interesting.
Yeah, man, all of that hits a nerve for me too.
Yeah, because your mom was a service in, she may as well have been. Yeah.
I mean, same thing. She was, and then like even like personally, even in education,
Yes.
I mean, you have, family members as well, and so in education, deep. So, man, it's really the same. You share that time, but you really have to work on having the balance and getting
Yes.
that, man, that quality time,
Quality.
quality over quantity, right? Because
That's
they need
good.
to know that they are the, like I say again, besides faith, they are the number one priority. And there are some
Yeah.
things where, like, I'll just tell you this, and I'm proud of this, so I'm gonna say this. There's been some times where I've had an opportunity to interview some pretty cool people on my podcast, but my son had a football game and I ain't missing his football game.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, or I'm in a certain situation at a music festival and I've set up this interview with a prominent figure in the game that I'm like excited about. I get on the phone and my son said, "Hey, Dad, when you coming home?" "I'm on the way right now." What you talking about? Those kind of things, like it has to be with the sacrifice. You have to do those kind of things, get those quality moments.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not gonna lie to you, Chip. I would not do that.
That's
I have this thing I have to do. It's gonna give me, I'm gonna take about an hour and I'll be right home and we're gonna do something super special.
Hey, I did say I was proud of that, right? That's what I started
You should be very proud of that. I do tell
Hey,
my kids.
let me share who one of those people were.
Yeah, share, do
Then
share.
you're gonna really be like, "Chip, are you crazy?" Right? So, I'm connected with this promoter here in the Houston area, and like Cedric the Entertainer is my favorite comedian. He's my guy.
Oh, he's so funny.
And so he released his book And so, he was doing the promo deal, and I had an opportunity to go and interview him at his book release event here. And I was like, I looked at the calendar, and I was like, man, my son got a football game. I'm gonna go say, oh, dog, I'm gonna have to go to the football game, dog.
Let me see if I so, there's always something that comes up with the kids and meetings, but and work. But here's how, if I were at a 9-to-5 job and I was obligated to be at that place, I would have to miss it.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have to miss it.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, for sure, for
This,
sure.
but this also is my work. I don't go into an office. This is also my work. So if I say this is my work and I have to go meet with somebody because we're about to break story, then I'm gonna have to go do that and I'm gonna miss the game, but I'll be at the next one, right? I'll be at the next one. I'll be at the other one. Not to say these games are expendable, but he is the priority. He is the priority. And being at the games are also priority. But if I miss this one, I'll be at the next one. If I miss this one, we're going to do something else where I make them feel special. Because at the end of the day, what I found, I've read a lot of books about this because it has been a point of great contention and stress for me early on. And so there's a lot more, I feel like there's a lot more studies for women, than there are for men. And so there was a study done for women who are like CEOs and like high level executives. And what they found was that the kids who had parents who were stay at home parents, stay at home moms, they weren't as connected to the parent who was working all the time. Because the parent who was working all the time and missed things or whatever, when they did have time, they would have such meaningful encounters and such meaningful experiences and conversations that went so much deeper than surface level, because the illusion is that, oh, I'll talk to them because I see them every day, because I'm pick them up every day after school, because I go to this event, because I go to that thing. And the relationship sometimes ends up being just right here. Whereas a parent who's gone all the time has to lock in fast and they have to ask the things and they have to ask the hard questions. And so there is no delusion that they have more time. They have no time. So they got to do the things immediately. So that's what happens with me. Like I go, like I ask the questions, what is happening in school? I'll talk when I have the special times, they have the special times. And the other times when I have to make sacrifices and do the thing for work, I'm like, I'm working, which they found is that the children respect that so much. They respect it so much because what you're teaching them is not to give up on their own dreams, which you've already done, not to give up, keep going, keep pushing, keep fighting, because that again is the legacy you're leaving behind. So, in the space of the balancing of it all, you still have a job to do. You still are supposed to be in a position to bless others. That requires you to do certain things and be in certain places so you can advance that mission. And that requires you to make the sacrifice to say, not this one, but the next one. So
Yeah.
I want to release you of that burden,
Yeah.
that every single thing you have to be there for,
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
you are a good dad, and he knows that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a great dad.
Yeah.
You're an outstanding person and a human being. Now I can speak from things that I know to be true. So that one or two or three or four events will not define you as the parent who wasn't there.
Yeah, I love that. And I think too, kind of like I said earlier, well, I'm gonna say a little piece and then I'll go back to that. I think I love that you said broke down the communication side of it and like letting them understand, right?
Yeah.
And I pride myself on that too, on like communicating effectively, right?
Yes.
Because
Well, you
in
are.
that they understand like, hey, my bro, I can't beat it. Like this work, dog. Like I got to put some work in. But then the other piece of that too, I thought about. I was thinking about how fortunate and blessed we are to be able to make those decisions, to be in decisions to where like that's the problem we have on
Profile problems, campaign problems.
what you got to make a decision on if you get you know like that's pretty fortunate and blessed to be in that space. And so I just want to, and this will lead into my next question. For those of you that are watching this that are striving to have that balance, kind of like we talked about how we went back and forth on, I believe, and this is just my personal belief, and I said this before, just striving to make the effort. Like you don't have to beat yourself up on if you're like, I'm not quite, well, none of us are perfect. Like don't, yeah, like just make the effort and be do the best you can today, right? And then regroup at the end of the day and say, hey, okay, I can let's be better on this tomorrow, right? And then tomorrow be better, and then do that same process each day. And before you know it, you'll be where you want to be. And that's in anything, relationship, time, work, whatever it is, just that small incremental growth. And you'll learn the things that you're supposed to learn along the way too. Oven, not the microwave.
I agree. I agree. That's so well said. That's so well said. I will go back for a minute. I think everything that you never miss out on anything, put it that way. We never miss out on anything when we're making the time for the people we love. I think things always circle back, and I think opportunities always come back. And there's lessons in everything that we do and growth in everything that we do. So to your point about every day you just try to do better because you're going to make the mistake. Yeah, you're going to make the mistake, and the next day you just reprioritize, reshuffle, build the Jenga blocks back together again, whatever that thing is, and start all over again. It's just not always going to work out. It just won't. And that's okay. I mean, the beauty of the people in our lives who love us, they do give us a lot of grace, not to be taken advantage of. Not there, it's not grace so we can take advantage of that grace, but that love is offers a lot of grace and a lot of flexibility because they know there's mutual love there. And love is such, Corinthians 13, love is so powerful. It is an action, and it is not weak. Love is not weak. There's nothing about love that's weak. Love is so strong and so durable, and it can handle the things. It can handle the mistakes. It can handle it, And when there's gaps in those love bands, you restore it, by giving your time and trying to make up for the mistake, or going back and apologizing, and it gets strong all over again. It doesn't get threaded easily and just pulls apart all of a sudden. So, I think that's powerful. And
Love conquers all.
yeah, it does. It does. Cliche, but it does.
Now, and I know we've given them a couple tips. Are there any other tips of advice that you would like to share with the audience on how to find balance in their life?
I love short to-do lists. I don't do long to-do lists. I try and accomplish two, maybe three things a day. I have like my master year list, of what I want to do for the year, and then I break it down like per day, but I never try and put too much on the list because that gives me the flexibility to be like, I'm going to do this for my family. I'm going to do like it allows me to give space, almost like a doctor's office. They don't fill in every single time slot because they know they're going to have emergencies. You can't fill in every time slot of your day. You can't jam it up. You have to let your day breathe. It makes you less stressful, and you actually accomplish more because the one or two things you set out to do, you will do it, and you will do it well. And you also won't be stressed out if that thing comes up that you have to do. So I would say keep that to-do list tight really, and I do spend a lot of time thinking about what it is I'm trying to accomplish and what it is that I actually want. There's things that we want, and then there's things that we really want. I spend time on the things that I really want. And oddly enough, it does take time to think about it. I remember God, Holy Spirit would be like, "What do you want, Lorna?" And I'm like, I don't know. I want to be a writer. I think I just want to be a writer. And it's like, no. What do you want? And it would just what do you want? And it was the level of specificity that I didn't have. And so it was like when I was thinking of leaving All American, I was like, oh no. And nothing had really come up, but I was kind of considering leaving. And it was like, well, what do you want? If you're, what do you want? And then I was like, oh my God, it took me a month to really clearly think through what the next show I wanted to be on and what I wanted to do next. And I tell you, if it wasn't to the T, that's what I went on. That's what I went on. Shaka was every prayer that I had answered. And I went to South Africa. And going forward, so in your family life, in your love life, in your all the lives, your career life, you really do need to know what it is that you want and really believe that there is space in the world that God will make room for you, because he will. And you just need to be able to articulate it. Like, you have to do the work on your end. And the work sometimes is really sitting with yourself, believing you're worth it, believing you deserve it. And then saying, this is what I really, really want. That's the thing that scares you to say. The thing that you're afraid to say, no, this is what I really want. I really want that. Can I get that, God? Can I get that? That's what you should be focusing on. That's what you write down. And then your day-to-day should be, oh, these are the incremental things I need to do to get to that big thing. Because those big things, you don't get there in a day, right? When you want to go to Africa, or you want to go to Australia, you don't get to those places in 4 or 5 hours. That takes a whole day. Like, you want to. So if you're saying, oh, I want this big thing, you may not be able to have that in a day, because all the things you're going to do leading up to that are tools, going back to what you said earlier, that you are going to need to grow, to learn, to discover, to help you keep whatever it is that you're blessed to receive.
Man, you know, Laura, I have one word in response to that little piece you just gave there, and that word is boom. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
That's
go.
good. Ooh-wee, that's good. Just getting hyper focused in on what it is you want, doing the
Yeah.
work, put the work in. And from that, opportunities will bring opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Well, as
all I
we
got.
close, I'd love for you to, share with the audience where they can go follow you, check you
Yeah.
out, show you some love with all the amazing things you have going on.
Yeah, I have an Instagram account, Lorna underscore dear, and dear like a letter, like dear Chip. So it's Lorna underscore Dear. And that's the same handle for Threads. So I'm usually just on Instagram and Threads. Yeah, that's where I'm at. You can find me
Awesome.
there.
Awesome. Well, Lorna, I just want to say again, thank you so much for taking the time to hang
Sure.
out and do the topic session on balance. I truly appreciate it. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. So happy and proud of you. That's good stuff
Oh,
you're doing.
thank you. Thank you. And I'm so grateful that you're continuing in your mom's legacy.
Yeah.
Powerful. Keep going.
Thank you. Yeah,
Oh
I'm trying to do a little something.
no, you're doing a
Make
lot. I
them people
see you.
proud.
I see you. You're doing a lot. I was like,
Yeah,
oh,
facts. Well, thank you, and thank you
busy.
guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
God bless.
Go get it.